WNST, Towson, Baltimore. And Baltimore positive. We're positively into the summer. We get All-Star game next week. Orioles a little slumpy, but trying to hang in there, get some pitching together. We are going to be taking the Maryland Crab Cakes. We're back out on the road now that the 4th of July is over. I'll be bringing my red, white, and blue to various places. We're going to be in Baltimore City next Thursday at Coco's Pub. That's on the 13th. And then on the 20th, we're going to be at the Beaumont in Catonsville. All of it brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll be giving away these scratch-offs, 50th anniversary. We had some winners the other day. We were over at Spirits West. We also have spent appreciable amount of time this week at Fadley's. We had an unbelievable day at Fadley's talking about the 4th of July and the holiday. Had this long conversation about these invasive catfish eating all the baby crabs out in the Chesapeake and the tributaries. Important stuff for the summer. Also had a delicious crab cake at Fadley's. I'm going to be at Costas as well. I want to shout this out to everybody. It is our 25th anniversary on August the 3rd. We're going to be set up at Costas most of the day. Then on the 4th, I'm going to move down the street to Drug City, giving folks a chance to stop by, say hello, bring an old Get Nasty shirt. I'm trying to figure out some contesting involved in that. And our friends at Window Nation as well. My bucket hat is actually in the wash. I don't have that here. But Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. You buy two, you get two free. All summer long, doing great things at Window Nation. They also put us out on the road. This guy puts us out on the road. He is Doug Lloyd from the Maryland Lottery. John Martin is it's fake. It's summertime. Yeah, I'll see him at some point before the month's over. All-Star game, 4th of July in the middle of the week. But Doug, you're working. I'm working. We're working. Lottery winners are winning. We got things going on, man. How you been?
Very good, but super busy, of course. You know, it is the middle of summer, and for us, really, the prize train never stops rolling. I got the word. We're going to talk a little bit about second chance contests and, Powerball and Mega Millions, both jackpots rolling along here. It's the heat of the summer, and really those jackpots are on the rise. They're both edging closer to being about $500 million. And that's when,
half a billion, that's what it be. I just want to make sure that people didn't hear that wrong. That's a B. Yes.
Well, that's when the klaxons start sounding here at lottery headquarters. You know, the battle stations start. We're very excited about when these rolls happen. We can't play the games or win them, but we're always very excited about these jackpots because there's just something special about when these jackpots kind of get into record territory. And we're
excited. What's special for me is my wife says to me at 8 o'clock, hey, we got to go up to the ROFA. We got to go up to Wise. We got to get tickets. So my wife's out of town this week with her sister running around. So she is, she's following, believe me. She might be playing the New Hampshire lottery through all this trying to win, but my wife follows jackpots. She's a dreamer in that way. It's 20 years of marriage this month. So I'm familiar with this, but I have that person in my life. And I think we all dream about what $500 million could do. I always joke. I'm like, that's more than Lamar has.
Well, yeah, it is. That's what you're buying is a $2 dream, or maybe you're adding a little extra to it. We actually had a winner out in Hagerstown in the last couple draws, won $50,000, and they played our brand new double play feature, which is, something some players may not know much about. It's a bonus feature like our power play that's been out for a long time. Most people know about that. That multiplies what you win when you do win. But double play is another dollar bonus option that you can throw on your tickets while this jackpot is climbing. That extra dollar gets you a chance to play again. So if you don't win with your numbers the first time, you get a chance to step up to the bat, a second time and take a couple more swings at winning some big money here. Now, double play, top prize is $10 million. This winner, I tried to explain this. It might be a little complicated, but the numbers that they won, the numbers that they matched on with double play, had they won in the Powerball drawing, the general Powerball drawing, would have been $50,000. Those numbers weren't lucky. So their luck, second time around, much better. Double play. They played that bonus option. They matched the very same number. So four of the regular numbers and then the Powerball, and they won that $50,000 prize. So two chances to strike it rich with the Powerball double play. And if you want more information, we've got details at mdlottery.com. There are a separate set of results. That's the other thing that's a little complicated for some players. So you have to look at the Powerball results, and you also have to check out our double play results if you're playing that.
This is the point where I throw myself on the mercy of the court. I've told John this. I don't know if I ever told you this. I worked at the newspaper in the 80s, right? I worked at the Evening Sun. And you can go back and I have, I'm going through all my archives because it's our 25th anniversary. I'm trying to find cool stuff to share and stuff maybe I've never shared in the modern era of the internet. But I was the scoreboard editor of page two of the Baltimore Sun sports section every day. It was the Agate section, the scoreboard page. So your standings, your box scores, all of that stuff was there. And I was a sports guy, 1986 to 1992, every Monday through Friday, my name compiled by, it said at the top, it had my name in the paper. My dad loved that because I was 17, 18. He thought it was awesome. So on that page, every single day, were the lottery winners, okay? I was responsible for this. So there was this place I had to go out, and you didn't cut and paste. This was 1986 with the green, made me blind, the green type on the computers back in the day, yeah. Right? So I had to go in and, you know, if there were six numbers, and back then it was just lotto, right? It was just lotto. There was three-digit, four-digit lotto. Kind of hard to screw it up. It was one set of numbers, six numbers. There was no Powerball. There was no seven, none of that, right? So I just had to get the three-digit right, the four-digit right, and the lotto drawing, right?
Right.
I screwed the lotto drawing up one time. Somebody thought they won, allegedly. I don't even know if that's true. But I got called into the really big guy's office, the executive editor, not my sports editor, not the regional, like Jack Lemmon. His name is Jack Lemmon, like the actor. And he looked a lot like Lou Grant. So if you want a picture what this guy looks like, and I'm 18 years old and I'm just happy to have my job. I'm doing rock music, I'm doing all this stuff. And he brought me to his office. He's like, son, we can't screw up the lottery numbers. Now you're telling me there's two sets of numbers. Oh my God. I mean, the 19-year-old in me, I will say this. I was at Spirits West last week and the folks at the bar, they were happy to have the tickets. We had a great show there. We had Chad Wiesling there. It was an unbelievable conversation. He's the agent for Josh Jacobs, the running back for the Raiders. He lives here in Baltimore. He's a longtime friend of mine. He came on talking football and whatever, but guys at the bar were playing. I gave tickets away. And I said to all of them, hey, you got second chance. And they're all like, yeah, we know about that. And I'm like, all right, Spirits West, Wilkins Avenue, right around the corner from the lottery headquarters, right? They know about second chance. But I'm shocked at how many people don't know. And when I do distribute tickets, I give them out. They're like, I didn't win. I'm like, oh, whoa, hold on, get the app. All the things that my wife learned about, quite frankly, when I started promoting the lottery about 3 or 4 years ago. But the second chance thing, that's not something everybody knows about. And it's something that I don't know your official title. I'm going to make you tell me, Doug Lloyd, but second chance guy is what you are, at least at this point. And the funniest thing, I think this conversation happened because John and I were together last week, or it might've been Seth. And I'm like, so if you win on second chance, how do you know if you won and how do you know if it's legit? It's like, hey, the president's calling for, yeah, sure. I won 50 grand on second chance. Yeah, sure you did. Like, you're the guy that actually lets these people know, right? And I would think if you ever contact my wife and say you won 50 grand, you know, all those tickets you bought at Wise for the big thing, you didn't win, but you won 50 grand. She'd be like, you're putting me on, right? I mean, and you're the guy that's the gatekeeper for part of that.
And I don't call as the president anymore. That's kind of gone out of style. But I do call my winners. There's a lot of different ways to reach folks. And I do deal with that every day that I'm notifying.
How many second chance winners will you contact in a day, a week, a month? I mean, when I hear second chance, I think there's a lot of chances to win.
Right.
How many people do you have to surprise every week and say you won money?
Well, I just did some drawings this afternoon. I've got probably 25 from each of the drawings. There's a couple higher tier ones where it's just a single winner. My wife cannot win.
Did your wife win?
I haven't made it all the way through the results. it could be about 50 people.
Don't worry, if I text her and tell her, hey, Doug just told me you won 50, she won't believe me.
You know, it's been a very busy year with us too, because celebrating our 50th anniversary, we've started to work a lot of second chance elements into this. It's a great time to celebrate for our players. They get to extend the value of their play. And there's a lot of fun things that we can do with that. And actually, we wind up spending so much time now talking about second chances because there's a lot of ways to win and there's even more prizes. So, you know, right now we've got some great stuff going on with Orioles with the Home Run Riches Contest. There are still two drawings left with that. We've got Corvette Cash, which is
a problem with that contest. They're not hitting enough home runs right now. That's a problem with the contest
right now. Yeah, they have cooled quite a bit, but we have had some five home run nights. Their lineup is they've been playing around a lot with who they're promoting from the minors and who winds up being on base, and Mountcastle being out on some injuries. Of course,
I'd be
Holmes
angry
coming
with
back.
them right now. If my name were drawn, they moved the fences back last year, right? So there's less, I mean, just theoretically, there's less a chance that I'm going to win when they're playing a home game at home. So I'm a little upset, but they're playing great ball. And listen, the slump thing, there's going to be another Barbara, right? There's going to be another big winner before this is over with, right?
Yeah, there are so many great players on this team, and if somebody's slumping, somebody else is starting to have their pop really happen. And for our players, that means good things. They win $500 for being picked, and then $500 for each home run hit during the game. And like you said, there is still a big chance to win. Anybody that's entering, their entries stay in, so they'll have a chance to be picked in each of these drawings. Plus our final drawing, which has a chance to win the big prize. We're going to have another $50,000 prize that goes away at the end. It's not tied to home runs or anything. We just pick your name out of the system, and you are our big winner. So that's
and
a
then
lot
you're
of
the
fun.
Guy that calls them and says, "Hey, you won, right?"
That's right. Yeah. In fact, I had somebody. we have our 50th anniversary cash bash, which is happening right now. What we're doing is we're picking some cash prize winners with each of our drawings. We're also picking two finalists, and these finalists are going to have a chance to compete in a summer end contest out at the state fair. They will win at least $10,000, but there's going to be an elimination. No skill. We can't have skill games here at the Maryland Lottery. So there's not trivia, no singing and dancing, no hula hoop contest, just simple elimination elements to pare down these number of winners until we have a single winner. And that single winner is going to have a chance to win a prize that could be as little as 100 grand or as big as $5 million. So it's going to be a lot of fun. That is, to really kind of round out our 50th anniversary celebration. And what a way to do it with that second chance contest. If folks want to get into that one, that's a fun one too. If you're playing any of our lottery games, they're all eligible. What you're doing is you're checking them in through our rewards club. And if you have $50 worth of product that you've checked in, you've earned yourself an entry.
Doug Lloyd is here. He is in charge of all things second prize. So you got to tell me about this. So every day you have second chance winners. How much do they win when you contact them? It could be any amount, right? But you're calling somebody and saying you've won $100, $500, $5,000. Like it's, and you call them or you text them, you email, because part of this is the rewards program where you have to put your information in, right? So
right.
How do you contact them and what do they do when they find out? Because it's one thing to scratch, and because I see that all the time and it's always fun. I had a $100 winner at Fadley's opening day, and the guy sort of didn't believe it, but he's like, and they always want to confirm with me. And I always say, no. I'm the guy that screwed the lottery numbers up back in 1988 at the Evening Sun. You don't want me to confirm your ticket. You got barcodes here. You've got app. Do it on the phone. Don't ask me. But I would think that the biggest issue is when they win a second chance, they enter, they do all of these things. You find out before they find out what's that mechanism? What happens when the drawing comes out of the hat over the old Montgomery Ward's building where you are and somebody is a second chance winner?
Right. Now, I mean, if it's something like Home Run Riches, where I'm picking, 30 winners for the calendar, August, all the dates in August, I might email them first, but I'm usually going to follow up with a phone call. But I've had lots of awkward conversations that people do not believe me. And so it is a real contest to cut through.
Well,
the
you clutter. Got that radio voice. You sound like you and I putting a little skit together to call somebody to prank.
I had somebody that yelled at me. Nope. He said, "You're not going to get my money," because he said I sounded like that Fraternal Order of Police guy that the auto call that's happening.
Oh, that guy. And, yeah. Sorry, you sound like that guy.
But I also had something where, I was able to break through and kind of get that moment of realization that they had become a winner. And, the things that I can't actually, I wish I could record these moments, because
I was going to say that would make for special.
They were bawling. I think her son was telling her to sit down because he was worried about her being too excited and maybe passing out. These are the real moments that I get to experience. And it's a lot of fun. So, of course, we know when you do your second chances, it's a second chance to win. You still have steep odds, but people really do win. And that unbridled excitement that I get to experience is one of a kind.
How much do you give them when you call? I mean, could it be any amount? I mean, how much does it take to? What's the minimum you can win on a second chance?
Well, you know, with home run riches, if the Orioles don't hit, you just get the $500 that you
wah,
won for being picked.
Wah. Right. Yeah.
Well, we've had home run riches winners that wind up walking away with $3,500 or something like that. It really depends on how that game works out. I've got $50,000 prizes. Boy, I feel like I've given away at least a $1 million prize.
If you call me and say I won a grand, might believe you, but if you call me and say I won 50 grand, I probably don't believe you. The bigger the number, the less, the more I'd be like, all right, how can I call you back? What's your email? You know, like all of that, because you, how often do people just say, oh, thank you? Or most of the time, do they really think, percentage wise?
I would say it's probably 30% that actually believe it right away and just take it hook, line, and sinker. And you know, I'm always a little concerned about that. I'm surprised. I assume that this person's not going to believe me, so I'm really ready to present myself. So when I'm prepared for those things, you know, I don't have to do a whole.
How do you prove to them that you're real? What do you have? What is the all? I'll send you an email. What makes it real that you're not the Fraternal Order of Police guy?
Yeah, and I want to make sure that players are armed with this idea too, because you know what. What I ultimately want to make sure that players know is that they're not being scammed, that they have a way to contact me. I'll hang up the phone. You can call the lottery switchboard directly and get back to me. You know,
that's I would know it's real at that point.
Right. I may ask you to send me some information, but I don't really want you to do that if you're uncomfortable. So the other thing too, is that the door is always wide open to you. You can schedule an appointment, come down, meet with me, meet with our claims folks and handle your business here. So I'm never going to try and pressure you to do something. There are some times where with Ravens, say we have a tight timeline because we've got to get you down to a game to throw a pass for cash. So those make me a little nervous, but usually I want to make sure that my players are as comfortable as possible when they do win. When I tell them that they win, I don't want them to feel rushed.
You find them all. So when I hear Jim Palmer give their name on the broadcast, they obviously know they're in, and you're doing everything you can do to let them know they won. Are there people that just don't know?
There are people that are finding out from Jim Palmer that they're a winner. We haven't been able to reach them. And, you know, they find out later either from Jim announcing it.
So it's not like the bingo hall when the winning ticket is 431. Oh, they're not here. We'll just pick another number. You don't do that. They're in. Once they're in, they're in.
They're in, but of course they will have a claim deadline. Home run riches, we're very generous because it's through the season. So somewhere in November, if I haven't heard from you, we're going to wind up picking an alternate winner for your date. So unfortunately, that does happen.
You have to give the money away, right? The money
gets right.
Okay, fair enough.
That's right. But I my job is to be as effective as possible. You know, get somewhere in the 90 percentile. Making sure that everybody knows that they've won, they have a chance to claim, and I always want to make sure that everybody has a fair shot to get that. And with Home Run Riches, really the excitement is watching that game and knowing that your name is the one that's collecting all those money.
Every back is worth money for you. I mean, if you hit a couple 3-4 home runs,
that's
it's possible.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
So I want you to be home and be able to watch that game and have the excitement of having that moment.
Well, Doug Lloyd's always had that moment with us. He doesn't come on all the time, but when he does, it's always interesting and fun. He's the second chance captain and also the captain of giving me swag as well. Roz is going to give us some new tickets later on in the summer. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be at Coco's next Thursday, the 13th. On the 20th, we're going to be at the Beaumont in Catonsville. Really, look, I love lunch at the Beaumont. It's delicious over there. And then we're going to be doing the anniversary. 25th anniversary is at Costas. I'm wearing the shirt. That is the 3rd of August. Then the 4th, we're down the street at Drug City. All pretty good purveyors of lottery tickets over on my side of town in Dundalk, but it has been 25 years. We want to celebrate the right way. Really appreciative of the lottery and our friends at Window Nation. Raskin Global, Leonard sent me this. Doug, this is a fun toy. This just looks like a crab mallet, right? And it looks like an unused one because it's not stained or anything. But for my 25th anniversary, it's got a beer opener. This is a special tool. So Leonard Raskin, I appreciate you as well, Raskin Global. He's running around Alaska right now. All right, last thing on lottery for you. This jackpot and the craziness around the jackpot, I just want to get – you talked a little bit about it, but John sort of let me in on the fact that once these things get to $500 million and then they accelerate quickly, right? It'll go from $500 million to $600 million pretty quickly because people like my wife get involved. They're jackpot seekers and all that. But the lotteries, the state lotteries, place to place, it's like a fun thing for all of you that you want the state to win. You want the media to descend upon that ROFO or that Wise Markets or that Costas, wherever the ticket was sold, right? And that when that happens, that's sort of I don't want to say a Super Bowl for you guys. You're in your 50th anniversary. You're feeling yourself. You're doing that. You give stuff away all the time. But there is a point when these jackpots, the really big ones with Powerball and Mega Millions, that when the state wins and it's on the national news, hey, our winner today was from Ocean City, Maryland, or, you know, whatever it would be, that really, that's the most fun you guys have at your agency, right?
It's so much fun. Right now, we all share the excitement, right? As it's on its way up. And, you know, at some point, somebody gets to be that big top prize state. We did it way back. It's during the pandemic. I had to drive out to Lona Coning. I got to talk to the national media, and it was a really strange experience.
Did you go to the Lefty Grove Stadium, or did you not in Lona Coning? They're a Hall of Famer from Lona Coning, Maryland.
I didn't. I'm going to have to
go back. I looked Lona Coning up last week. There's like 2,400 people that live in Lona Coning, but Lefty Grove was one of them. So it's a, you know, we're not going to get another winner in Lona. What would the chances be of another $1.7 billion jackpot happening in Lona Coning?
Well, you know, the chances are very steep, but everybody has the same chance. I did have to go back out much later. Our retailer, of course, earned a very big commission from that. So we had a nice check presentation a couple weeks later up there in Lona. And of course, I think at that point, we still hadn't seen our winner. So there's a lot of great media attention that we get out of being the top prize winner. But really, anytime that these things get into that thin air of being a record jackpot, we start producing a lot of winners. And this is actually where a lot of our players want to be, is winning $1 million, one of the several $100,000 winners or $50,000 winners, or winning on the double play. These are things where you can win a lot of money and you can still kind of be under the radar. And as these jackpots accelerate, you'll start to see, you know, we're producing 10 $50,000 winners, you know, $10 million winners. And that's really exciting to me, is because, you know, people look at that thin air of, you know, $731.1 million, and they say, you know, that's too much money for one person. It's not just that jackpot. We are spreading around lots of prizes as this jackpot accelerates and gets to its peak. And even if we're not a winner, the state produces a lot of winners. Our players win a lot. And of course, the state wins a lot by generating that revenue. So it's a really exciting time. And every time we escalate, we love it. It's just so much fun. And we get to do what we do best, and so do our players.
Powerball and Mega Millions with Big Bucks here this week. We got the Orioles trying to hit some home runs for home run riches, and the Maryland Lottery out on the road doing all sorts of stuff all summer long. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We're going to be giving away these 50th anniversary scratchers, but a pretty lucky batch. Not as many winners the last week or two, but it's like the Orioles offensive pitching. It goes in waves. Long season around here. Doug, always appreciate you. Thanks for educating us on Second Chance. And anybody out there, if you get a call from a guy that sounds like, you know, he might be asking for fraternal order, but he's not, and he says, I'm Douglas Lloyd from the Maryland Lottery, you know, it's you, right?
That's right. And I've got lots of great stuff coming. Some stuff that we didn't talk about, you know, coming up in the next couple of weeks. We've got a cash heat wave that's got a prize that's geared towards how hot it gets. We're going to have a free gas giveaway at Highs that's going to start soon. And I'm going to give away some great prizes, too. We have these things called PFD. It's a whole other layer to this, where you earn points and you can buy into a contest. We're giving away some home entertainment packages, HP devices, a mountain bike, and an outdoor theater package. So many things. You got to go over to mdlottery.com, check our promotions tab, and you'll find out all about it.
Outdoor theater package.
Yeah.
Now you've piqued my interest.
These are deluxe. I mean, I was just thinking to myself, this is like when the Price is Right used to have their Showcase Showdown. These are like these little packages of several different devices that just, I mean, really, if you were going to buy a gift for somebody, you could get 5 gifts out of one of these packages. Or, you know, it's just like winning one of these great prizes on one of these game shows. Great things. And of course, they're only available through points that you're earning by checking in your purchases through the Rewards Club.
All right, remember to have your dogs and cats spayed and neutered. That's my little Showcase Showdown reference there for you. Like that? My yeah. Little Drew Carey. Doug Lloyd is here from the Maryland Lottery. We're going to be giving these away at a Coco's next week. I'm looking forward to that Coco's Crab Cake. Marcel, I'm coming for you on the 13th. And then the 20th, we're back over at the Beaumont. I might wind up with a burger over there with my crab cake, too, because the Beaumont's great for lunch. So we're going to be out all month long at Costas on the 3rd and then Drug City on the 4th, celebrating 25 years because we have great partners like our friends at the Maryland Lottery and Win Donation. And of course, Raskin Global. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, just waiting for football season around here, watching baseball and celebrating America and the Maryland Lottery and trying to have a little rock and roll fun. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.